20th Century Fox. A News Corporation company. In the intensive care unit of a hospital, a nurse adjusts a drip beside a bed occupied by a middle-aged man lying on his back with tubes up his nose. At the foot of the bed, a doctor closes a file, then steps solemnly out into the corridor.
Mrs. Larson.
Leaving a young, overweight boy sitting in the waiting area, an anxious Mrs. Larson walks over to the doctor.
It won't be much longer, Mrs. Larson.
Well, is he in a lot of pain?
No. There will be no more pain for your husband. He's heavily sedated.
Okay, I think I'm gonna go send little Hal in now.
No. I don't think that's such a good idea. With all the painkillers, the Reverend's not exactly himself.
Look, I think my boy has a right to say goodbye to his father. I mean, the man means everything in the world to him.
The doctor looks over at Hal.
Well, your call.
Nurse?
A second nurse approaches the bed.
Yes, Reverend Larson.
Did you see the cowboy?
The cowboy?
The cowboy who gave me the singing nickel in Puddingtown?
Okay, I think it's time to turn down the morphine drip.
The doctor leads little Hal into the room.
Reverend Larson, your son is here.
Okay, sure, send her in.
Ladies, a little privacy.
As the two nurses leave the room, the doctor gives Hal a gentle pat on the back, then follows them out. Nervously, Hal steps over to his father's bedside.
Dad? It's me, Dad. Hal.
Oh. Glad you're here, kiddo. Got a few things to tell you. First, I want you to promise that no matter what you do in life, you will never, ever settle for average.
Yes, sir.
Second, don't be satisfied with routine poontang.
Huh?
Don't do what I did. I married for love, and your mother, Betty, has been a nightmare.
But, Dad, Mom's name is Mary.
Listen to me. I'm giving you pearls here. And third, find yourself a classic beauty with a perfect can and great toddies. That will put you in good stead with the Lord. It's all in here.
The Bible.
Yes, sir. Hot young tales, what it's all about. Ha. Yeah.
As the Reverend closes his eyes, a fly lands on his nose. A tear rolls down little Hal's cheek. Flatline.
I'll make you proud, Papa.
The flat line twists into handwriting that reads, 20th Century Fox presents. A Conundrum Entertainment production. Gwyneth Paltrow, Jack Black. Stepping out into the corridor with his head bowed, little Hal suddenly ages more than 20 years while being instantly transported to a nightclub dance floor. Shallow Hal. Co-starring Jason Alexander. Written by Sean Moynihan, Peter Farrelly and Bobby Farrelly. Having lost some of his hair but none of his puppy fat, a 30-something Hal's trying desperately to woo women with energetically flamboyant dancing. directed by Peter Farrelly and Bobby Farrelly. After three strikes out in a row, Hal gets excited when he feels his buttocks rubbing against those of another clubber. Turning around, he finds himself face to face with his shorter, balder friend Mauricio. They separate sharpish. Spotting an attractive young woman standing at least a foot taller than himself, dancing on her own, Mauricio makes his move. Hoping to entice her by mimicking her fluid, sensual dance moves, Mauricio's seduction lasts as long as it takes the woman to notice he's there. Original music score by Ivy. Dancing while holding onto railings with both hands, a woman opens her eyes to discover that Hal squeezed himself between her arms. Jumping back, the freaked-out woman quickly walks away. Meanwhile, Mauricio's trying his luck elsewhere.
Excuse me, jackass. Can you not hear me down there? I don't want anything to do with you, you little warthog.
Shh. You had me at get lost.
Hal walks over.
Hey, what's up, Mauricio?
Hey, Hal.
How's the crowd tonight?
Good. I got a few bites.
Yeah? Can I get you a drink?
I won't say no to that.
At the bar.
Two beers.
Two buds?
Two buds.
So I didn't expect to see you here. Where's your new girl, Lonnie?
Lindy. Lindy. She's,
Here you go.
Actually, I didn't tell her I was going out tonight.
Why not? Things okay with you guys?
Yeah, a little too okay, if you know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't know. What does that mean?
Things are going in the shitter real quick.
Ah, geez, I'm sorry to hear that. Why is she dumping you?
Not, I'm dumping her.
You're dumping Lonnie?
Lindy.
What, are you crazy? Lindy's gorgeous.
On the surface, but believe me, when you get to know her better, there's like a whole other story going on there.
Yeah? How goes that?
We're sitting there, you know, and she's got her bare... She got her bare feet up on the couch, and I noticed that her second toe is like half an inch longer than her big toe.
That's it? You're breaking up over that.
Hey, I don't need that circus shit.
Well, come on. I mean, couldn't she get the toe file down or something?
What, then I'm dating a nub? I tell you, man, I'm starting to think we're jinxed here.
Speak for yourself, my friend.
What, you got the promotion?
No, don't hear about that till tomorrow, but guess who is now officially going out with Jill?
Jill? Your neighbor, Jill. You're going out with Jill, your neighbor.
And she doesn't exactly hate me.
Get out! You are the luckiest man on the planet. So what are you doing here?
She's hostessing until 11. Actually, I better get going. I'm going to try to catch her on the way home. See if she wants to get a drink or something.
If I know you, that's not all she'll be getting.
I'll see you later.
I said no.
No?
No,
why not?
Because I don't want to go have a drink with you. I want to go home. Is that so hard to understand?
Hey. What's going on? Are you mad or something?
No, I'm not mad. I just...
Go on, say it. You know what? No matter what it is, we're going to work it out.
Hal, I'm not attracted to you.
So what? What, you think everyone who goes out is attracted to each other? Get real.
Well, I think they're at least attracted to each other in the beginning.
Oh, come on. That sounds like a bunch of new age hooey. All right, maybe for some people there's a little spark in the beginning, but for most, the attraction part happens way later. Whoa! What, that's it? Just like that, we're breaking up.
Well, we were never going out. We just had one date.
Come on, hey, let's stay together 5 days. That's all I need.
Why do you need 5 days?
Because tomorrow I'm finally getting my promotion. There's going to be parties, dinners, this, that. Come on, I need you now.
Al, you don't need me. You're going to be so busy you won't even think about me.
How am I not going to think about you? You live right across the hall.
I don't know, Al. Maybe you should think about moving.
She walks away, leaving Hal deflated. Next day at work, Hal's sitting in his boss's office.
Hal, we've made a decision regarding that wholesaler position.
Yes!
It's about time, Dave. We decided to go with the gal from Merrill. She's a proven entity, a big producer. I'm sorry, man.
No, it's...
The gal's a proven entity. What the heck are you gonna do?
Later.
Pal, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, thanks.
Now, you should have gotten it. You deserved it.
No, I didn't. Obviously, I didn't put them in a position where they had to promote me or lose me. It's a good lesson. Make yourself indispensable. That's the key. And to make matters worse, Jill dumped me last night.
Dumped you? Don't you have to be going out to get dumped?
What does that mean?
Well, I just thought it was more of a... Anyway, I don't understand why you care so much. Jill wasn't right for you, and you know it.
How can you say that? She was perfect.
When are you going to get it? They're just well-formed molecules. And by the way, her tits weren't even real.
Well, I could squeeze them. That's real enough for me.
Hal, I don't understand how a guy who's as nice and loyal and generous as you could have such a huge flaw.
What are you talking about?
It never occurred to you that picking girls solely on their looks may not be the best way to go about it?
What? Am I supposed to apologize for having high standards?
High standards? In the 5 years I've known you, every woman, I should say girl, you've gone after has been completely out of your league.
What's that supposed to mean?
Oh, she doesn't mean anything by it. She's just saying you're not that good looking.
Oh, I thought she was implying something really mean.
No.
Hal steps into an elevator with a tall man wearing a smart suit. The man has a thin moustache and goatee. When the man checks his watch, Hal recognises him.
Hey, it's you. You're the TV guru guy.
Yes, Tony Robbins. Pleased to meet you.
Yeah! Oh, man! So, wow, you gave advice to whatchamacallit?
President Clinton?
No.
Mandela?
No.
Gorbachev?
No, Pamela Anderson. Right? Yeah, give me another handshake. Wow, man, look at those mitts. Man, it's like grabbing a bunch of bananas. What's up with those dogs? How big are those?
Size 16, buddy.
Holy cannoli. Yeah, so you must do pretty good with the ladies.
And just one.
Really?
Yeah.
She sounds hot.
She is an amazing lady.
I bet. So what are you doing in my town?
We're doing a seminar here, and I help people to deal with some of the challenges in life and do so with more dignity and a little more courage.
That's my deal, is the courage. I try to work my...
No, the elevator just stopped. That's weird.
Oh, man, yeah. So what do we...
Hang on.
You okay?
I'm fine.
I'm fine, too.
You okay?
Yeah. Just got a little lightheaded.
Hours later, Hal's sitting down without his trousers.
Then she dumped me. Flat out. Without even the courtesy of a severance pop.
A severance pop?
You know, one last... to ease the pain. Some, you know, the nice ones will sometimes throw you that.
Hal, it sounds like you've had some pretty odd relationships.
Yeah. See, the problem is I'm kind of picky.
What do you mean picky?
Well, for instance, I like them real young. Like, did you ever see Paulina in her first Sports Illustrated layout?
You're looking for a young Paulina type?
Well, that face... But with better headlights. You know how hers have kind of dimmed lately. Heidi Klum's beams would do. And her teeth. Or, that Britney Spears girl, she got great knockers. But she's a tad muscular. Actually, you know what? Her ass would do, too, if she had a better grill. Like Michelle Pfeiffer back when she did Grease 2. But she'd have to be a little smilier than Michelle. Kind of like Rebecca Romaine Stamos, before she got Stamos'd. But not as skinny as Rebecca, someone a little meatier like Heidi. But without the accent, you know, those accents, yeah, they really get old fast. You know what I'm saying, someone like that.
Hal, don't you think you're being a little bit shallow here in the way you look at women?
Well, no, I mean, you know, I'd like her to be into culture and shit, too.
Okay, hypothetical situation. Which do you prefer, a girlfriend missing one breast or half a brain?
Ooh, toughie. That's a toughie. How's the remaining breast? Is it big?
Let me ask you, what's your relationship like with your parents?
Oh, it's excellent. I mean, my mom's hilarious. She golfs every afternoon. Actually, I don't really remember my dad. He died when I was 9, so...
Well, if you're 9, that's kind of odd. You should remember a lot.
Yeah, but I don't. My mom thinks I might have been a little traumatized by the whole thing. Anyway, all I remember is, he's great. He's a great guy, and I really loved him, but...
I'm sorry you lost him. Hey, listen, I know you got a great heart. You're just a little fixated on the outside appearances of people. So, Hal Larson, I'm going to do you a great favor.
Really?
Yeah. Listen, this is how it'll work. From this moment on, whenever you meet someone in the future, you're only going to see what's inside them. So you'll respond to that, because that, my friend, is where the true beauty lies.
Okay, Tony, I think you're getting a little cabin fever. Don't worry.
Well, wait a second. Hold a second. What if I told you by doing this, you could have the most beautiful women in the world and they'd want you?
Is this kind of like what you do in your seminars?
No, no, this is very special. This is just between you and me. All right, buddy, let's get up and I'll show you what to do.
Yeah.
Now, you got a pattern. You got a pattern of looking at women and judging them by the exterior. We can't talk about it. We got to break that pattern.
All right.
So I want you to ask you, has there been a time when you were, like, especially shallow, where you looked at a woman and just thought you were better than she was?
All the time.
All the time.
Oh, yeah.
Can you think of one specific time where you're really shallow?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I got one.
Think about that. Okay. Ready? Devils, come out!
What the hell are you doing, banana hands?
Just hang on. Remember I told you we got to jolt your nervous system,
oh,
right?
Yeah. Okay? I'm sorry.
That's not just talking about it. Now, here's what I want you to do. Just relax for a moment.
All right.
And I won't do that again.
I didn't mean the banana hands.
It's okay.
Okay.
Close your eyes.
All right.
Just relax. And I want you to imagine that you're on a beach.
Okay.
It's a warm day and the sun is just starting to set. And you're looking in the eyes of a woman. And you're feeling her heart. You're seeing her soul. Feeling her spirit. That's it. That's it. Excellent.
Later, Hal looks thoughtful as he eventually leaves the building.
Taxi!
A slim blonde woman reaches for the handle at the same time.
I'm sorry. I thought that...
No. It's my fault. I didn't see you. This is your cab. No, I'm going to get the next cab.
Okay. Look, I'm just headed over to the east side. Do you want to share? Or...
Yeah, let's take this one. So awesome. Thank you. Terrific.
Where to, my friends?
East Side Plaza for me, please.
Likewise.
Dazzled by her good looks, Hal can't help himself from staring at the woman, who seems increasingly unnerved by the attention.
What?
Oh, huh? Sorry, yeah, you're really pretty.
The driver scoffs.
Yeah, right. Jesus, everybody in the city so flattering?
See, I figured you weren't from around here. Where are you from?
Austin?
Beantown. Musical fruits. The more you eat, the more you... Dude. So, you here on a shoot or something?
A shoot?
I mean, you must be a model, right?
The confused driver checks his rearview mirror.
My grandmother's not doing so well, so I took a year off from school to help her out.
Oh, helping Granny. Cool.
The cab pulls up on a corner, and they both get out.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Bye.
So, nice catching up.
After a moment's hesitation, Hal runs after her.
Listen, I know you'll probably think I'm some kind of wacko for asking, but,
What?
Well, while you're here in town, I mean, you know, if you ever feel like taking a break from hanging out with your old sick granny, you know, we could...
Sure, I mean...
Really?
Are you kidding? Yeah, I mean...
Oh!
I would absolutely love to if...
Okay, yeah, I should get... your number then.
No, I'll get yours because with my luck, you'll lose mine.
Oh, no, I get it. Very funny. You got me. That was good. You could have just said no, but you went the extra mile. That was pretty harsh.
No,
shit.
I do.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know what that was dumb. I was saying something. I thought you meant never mind. Yes, yes. Here's my phone number, and here's my email.
Oh, my email is
Yeah, it's funny.
Arriving home at his apartment, Hal immediately picks up a phone.
Hello.
Hey, Mudwhistle, get dressed. We're going out.
Later, Hal and Mauricio are sitting down at the club.
So you say this Robbins guy gave you free therapy while you're stuck in the elevator?
Yeah. And then, check this out, he does this thing to me where he makes it so I can score better with the ladies. I mean, at the time, I thought it was sort of a joke. But this afternoon, the first beautiful woman I saw went for me.
Huh. Could be coincidence.
Yeah, but no, this wasn't, you know, this was different. It was like she was, I don't know, she went crazy for me or something. And I think maybe talking to him helped my confidence or something. Because you know what? I do feel more confident. Shit, look who's here.
A man with a large upper body and underdeveloped legs.
What's the matter? You have a problem with Walt?
You don't?
No, why would I?
Come on, man, don't you just get sick of it sometimes?
Sick of what?
The whole I walk on all fours so I own the world thing. What's all that phony self-deprecating crap?
Jeez, the guy... Give the guy a break. He's got spina bifida. He's just playing the hand he was dealt.
And here he comes.
Walt comes over.
There's a couple of felt buckles I recognize.
Hey, Walt, how you doing?
Do I look like I have anything to complain about?
Well, if you don't mind bunions on your knuckles.
I gotta go to the can.
Hey, man, good to see
you. Good to see you. How you been?
Good.
Hey, now there's a pair of panties I recognize. How you doing, Deb?
Okay, wise guy, what's it gonna be?
How about a bottle of Dom for my buddy here?
Another? Okay, you got it.
And keep them coming.
What's the occasion?
I take it you don't read the business section?
What did I miss?
I sold my company to Microsoft.
Yeah, and you cleaned up?
Well, put it this way. If I had an ass, I'd wipe it with 20s.
All right, congratulations.
Yep, I'm officially retired and on the prowl.
Hey, Walt.
Hey, Sally. I got a leash. Would you like to take me for a walk?
Come on, boy.
Catch you later.
As Walt goes off with Sally, Hal notices a good-looking woman with red hair standing on her own.
Hi.
Hi.
Hal.
I'm Bella.
Hal gets up, smiling.
So what's up?
Nothing. My friends are all out on the dance floor.
Oh, yeah? Oh, how come you're not out there spanking the planks with them?
Spanking the planks?
So are they your roommates, or...?
No, we work together at the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Oh, cool. I used to know a deaf guy.
Yeah.
Hey, do you want to dance?
Yes.
All right.
Taking her by the hand, Hal leads Bella to the dance floor. Meanwhile, Mauricio's on his way back from the gents. Dancing like a man knocking back drinks at high speed, Hal proves a success with Bella and her two equally attractive friends. Checking them out as they all dance in a circle, he works himself up into a frenzy. Returning to the table and finding everyone gone, Mauricio does a double take as he glances down at the dance floor and sees Hal wrapping his arms around a large woman. On the dance floor, Hal sees a slender woman smiling back at him. Alarmed by his first impressions, Mauricio runs his eyes over the three women one at a time. None of them look like what Hal sees.
What in the name of all that is holy?
As Hal sandwiches himself between the three friends, Mauricio calls down from the landing. With Hal beckoning him over, an exasperated Mauricio starts making his way down to the dance floor. Pushing past the other clubbers, he holds up his wrist and points to his watch.
Hal! It's 10 o'clock. We gotta go.
What are you talking about?
Hal, we gotta go do that thing. You know, at the place.
What thing?
Hey, sorry, ladies. I gotta steal your dance partner here.
What are you doing?
I am rescuing you.
From what?
From what?
Mauricio looks over at the women.
From a pack of stampeding buffalo, that's from what?
Confused, Hal looks for himself and sees a trio of beauties.
Come join us. I'm going after the redhead. You can have your pick of the other two.
You mean you get the hyena and I choose between the hippo and the giraffe?
Don't be intimidated, man. They don't bite. Well, let's go. I'm getting back in there.
Hey, go nuts.
As Hal continues dancing, Jill appears at Mauricio's shoulder.
Hey, Jill.
Jill just stares at Hal, looking dumbfounded.
Mauricio, it's Hal, pick it up. Look, man, I don't know what the hell was the matter with you last night. First you wouldn't dance with the hotties at the bar, and then we go to the IHOP, and those hotties are even hotter, and you disappear! Oh my... I gotta call you back, something came up.
Having spotted a thin blonde woman walking along the side of the road, Hal pulls over and follows her into a store. In a ladies' clothes department, a large woman with straight blonde hair holds up a pair of pink bloomers. But when Hal looks round and eventually notices her, she's half the size. He walks over to her with a smile.
Building the parachute?
Excuse me?
They're a little big, aren't they? Oh, I get it. You ripped the spinnaker on your sailboat, right?
Insulted, the woman turns and walks away.
I'm sorry, it seemed so funny seeing someone like you holding up a pair of old lady trout.
Someone like me?
Yeah, you know, someone so fit.
You are a jackass.
Miss, please, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to offend you.
Hey, unibrow. Why don't you double your dosage and leave me alone?
Whoa, let's start over. Look, that was really dumb of me. You were probably buying them for someone close to you, right? And I insulted them? Well, however it is you took it, I want you to know I didn't mean to piss you off. I wanted to meet you, and I guess I'm not real smooth sometimes. Let me make it up to you.
Excuse me, miss. Is everything all right?
The woman considers for a moment, then nods. A little later, she and Hal are sitting opposite each other in a diner.
So, what do you do for a living, Rosemary?
I'm actually volunteering at the hospital right now, because I'm waiting for this, re-up thing to come through.
Re-up? What are you, in the Army?
Peace Corps.
Peace Corps? Wow, that's very... altrudocious of you.
Altrudocious? That's not a word. Oh, you mean humanidocious, right?
Yeah, that's the one.
All right, ready to order?
Yeah. Can I get a double pizza burger, chili fries with cheese, and a large chocolate milkshake?
Nicely done. I'll have the exact same thing.
You got it.
I am impressed. It's nice to see a girl order a real meal. I can't stand it when you guys order a glass of water and a crouton. It ruins the whole point of going out.
Yeah. Well, that's probably what I should be ordering, you know? But I don't know. No matter what I eat, my weight just seems to stay the same. So I just figure, what the hell, I'm gonna eat what I want.
Oh, totally. If you can get away with it, more power to you.
Don't be a smartass.
What? No, I'm just saying, you know. I feel bad for people who count calories. It's no way to live.
Yeah. But in return, they get to be a lot thinner than I am.
Are you out of your mind? What do you weigh, 110, 115 pounds?
Which one of my butt cheeks are you talking about?
Okay. Cool. Trust me, whatever you're doing, it's working. It is working.
Oh, go on.
Oh, my God! Are you okay?
Rosemary's chairs collapsed.
God dang it. Rosemary, don't move.
Is your back all right?
Yeah.
You landed.
Hey, is she all right? What happened here?
Yeah, listen. You gotta get some decent chairs in here, man. Okay. What's this shit made out of, anyway?
Steel?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you should get it welded better in the corners.
All right, then.
Rosemary, you sure you're okay?
Yeah. A little embarrassed, but it's happened before. It'll happen again.
Oh, man, I...
Be embarrassed. Listen, I beef it. Everybody beefs it.
Looks like we're too late. Food's probably all gone.
Hal looks down and rolls his stomach fat.
Listen, can you wait here 1 second?
Oh, Hal, just let it go.
Nah.
Nah.
Nah. Nah. Nah. Oh, you guys are so funny. You're making fun of me because I'm a little pudgy, right?
No, I wasn't making fun of you. I was...
That's fine. Do me a favor. Take a look out the window. You see that little fox out there? You see that little number? She's with me. And my guess is, if you took all the women you two have ever gone out with, put them together, they wouldn't equal one of her.
We're not arguing that.
That's right. Laugh it up, fellas. And tonight, when you hug on your pillow, remember, I'm with her. All right? That's it.
Oh! He skips outside.
What happened?
Well, let's just say the score is Hal 2, Mallrats 0. Let me walk to your car.
Approaching two homeless men.
Well, thanks for lunch, Hal.
My pleasure, Rosie.
My mother calls me Rosie.
Really?
Yeah. Gentlemen, can I interest you in some chili fries and half a burger? There's a lot left because a little guy couldn't finish his meal.
Hey.
Pussy.
Hey. That's nice of you.
We are right in my book, too, Hal.
Can I have your number?
What number?
Your PIN number. I want your money. It's your phone number. What do you think?
Why?
You know, to go out, maybe like tomorrow.
Rosemary looks uncomfortable.
Well, yeah. I mean, sure. It's in the book under Rosemary Shanahan. I can write it down as S-H-A...
No, it's all right. I'll remember it. My boss's name is Steve Shanahan.
That's my father's name.
Not JPS, Steve Shanahan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your father is my boss. I mean, not my boss, but he's my boss's boss. I mean, I don't know him, but I see him around the office.
Well, then you won't forget my name.
They look at each other for a moment, but Rosemary becomes bashful and steps past him to her car. She turns back.
Hal?
Yeah?
If I don't hear from you, I appreciate everything anyway.
Hal's confused.
Cuckoo!
Now Mauricio's buying a hot dog in a park.
You sure you don't want a dog?
I'm trying to lose a couple LBs.
Since when do you care about your gut?
I don't really, but... I gotta tell you, man, I'm a little nervous because of this girl who's coming to meet me here. She's incredible.
Uh-huh. The ones on the dance floor the other night?
Even better, buddy. I'm telling you, it's almost beyond belief. She's funny. She's smart. She teaches self-esteem to sick kids. And I would never believe a girl this beautiful could have such a great personality.
Ugly duckling syndrome.
What?
She probably didn't get pretty till high school. Thus, the personality had to develop out of necessity. It's an evolutionary thing.
You know what? I bet you're right.
Mm-hmm.
She's way too pretty to be so nice.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes they're ugly so long, when they finally turn pretty, they don't even realize it. No, it's like the ugly self-image is so well ingrained. That's a real find.
Hey!
Hey!
I've been looking for you.
Oh, shit. Oh, it's Lindy. The girl with the toe.
Hey, Mauricio. Hi, Al.
How you doing?
Good. Did you get my message?
No. My phone machine's not really working there. Did you call?
Yeah, I got tickets for the Beatles reunion.
The Beatles?
Yeah, well, not the real Beatles, but Paul, George, and Ringo will be there, but Eric Clapton is filling in for John. It's an invitation-only acoustic set. Only about 70 people, tops.
Oh, man.
So you're in?
Mauricio looks down at her large big toe.
No. Not a Clapton fan. I think I'll pass.
Okay, well, I guess I'll see ya.
Yeah, yeah. Bye, Lindy.
Oh, did you see the toe?
Mauricio, I gotta tell you, you got issues.
All right, don't even get me started.
Oh, my God, there she is. There's Rosemary.
Where?
Right there.
Right where?
Straight ahead, across the field.
Is she behind the rhino?
What? She's right there.
As Hal runs over to get her, Mauricio's jaw drops to the ground.
Mauricio, I want you to meet someone. This is Rosemary Shanahan. Rosemary, Mauricio Wilson.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Holy cow. I mean, hi.
Is that a members-only jacket?
Yes. Yes, it is.
So what are you, like the last member?
Oh, man.
One nothing, Rosemary. I told you she was good.
Excuse me for just 1 second. Hello. Oh, hi, Mom. Yeah, hold on. Will you guys excuse me for a second?
Sure. You want me to get something from the snack bar?
Yeah, get me a beer and, like, nachos with all the stuff on it. You got it.
She wanders off.
Does she take the cake or what?
She takes the whole bakery, Hal.
I told you.
Yes, you did, and yet I wasn't prepared.
So what are you up for?
I don't know. I like the track.
Ah, so she's a gambler.
Yeah, well, just the dogs. I hate the ponies. There's too much human involvement, you know? You can't trust people if you're looking for a fair deal. What about you? Do you gamble?
No, not really. I mean, I bet on pro football now and then, but just to make the games more exciting, I don't really care if I win.
Huh. Never read that book.
What book?
Things Losers Say. Hey, I got a good idea. Why don't we forget the track, and I'll introduce you to some good friends of mine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
What do you say?
I say okay.
Hi, guys. I want you to meet a very good friend of mine, okay? This guy here is Hal. And he's really funny.
Hi. How you doing?
Hey, good.
Good to meet you. Hey. Wow, oh my God, look at that face. She should be doing Keebler commercials. You're the cutest thing I've ever seen. What's your name, beautiful?
Cadence.
Cadence, that's a pretty name. You know, my uncle's name is Cadence. Well, I got news for you, Cadence.
He does a shuffle.
I'm not putting you down until the cows come home.
Put her down.
Cow came home.
What is he doing here? These aren't visiting hours.
Oh, Nurse Peeler, we were just coming by to say hi to the kids.
Fine. Pack it up. And get these patients back in their beds.
The children are disappointed.
Should we get going?
Don't pay any attention to Nurse Sourpuss.
Sourpuss.
Hey! I got an idea. Do you guys want to play the kissing game?
I'm ready!
Yeah?
You want me to go get a bottle?
No. This is how we play. Want to get the lipstick?
Good lipstick.
Yeah, okay. What we do is we put on the lipstick.
Uh-huh.
And then the kisser kisses as many times as they can until the lipstick comes off.
Oh, cool. I want to go first.
Then I'm going last.
Jesse.
Hey, they don't have anything I can catch, do they?
No, they don't have anything we can catch.
I didn't think so. You guys don't even look sick. You're just a bunch of phonies like my Uncle Cadence. I bet you're here just so you can get out of school. Is that right? Is that right?
Yeah.
Give me some of that lipstick.
Later.
Incredible in there. You were so amazing. I'm serious. You know, a lot of people get really squeamish in that situation, and you were so...
Rosemary? Is that you?
Dr. Saeed! How's it going?
Good. Who is this?
This is my friend, Hal.
Oh, Hal. Good to meet you.
Be nice to her.
I will.
She's a good girl.
All right.
Okay. Bye, Rosemary.
Bye.
Serious. You know, that's what these kids need, is like a stranger who isn't afraid to just be with them and play with them. That's what really builds their self-confidence.
Why would anybody be afraid of them?
You are off the charts adorable. Do you know that?
Come on.
that night.
This is a nice street you live on.
Yeah, this is my street. You want to come up?
Yeah, but I don't think I should.
Why not? It's only 9 o'clock.
I know, I don't think it's a good idea.
Oh, did I do something?
No, but I'm really cool.
Hi, Hal.
Oh, hey, Jill. Rosemary, this is my neighbor, Jill.
Hi.
Hi.
Sorry. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you, too, Jill. I gotta go meet some friends, so I'll see you guys later.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Come up.
No.
What? I thought we were having a good time.
We were. It's just, you know, hell. I'm not used to all this.
Used to what?
Cal, you've been really nice to me today. I really appreciate it, but...
What, your other boyfriends aren't nice to you?
I don't have other boyfriends.
Bullshit.
Rosemary stops smiling.
Well, I had one boyfriend. It was kind of recently, actually, but it didn't work out.
You've been burnt, huh?
No. That's just it. I've never been close enough to anybody to get burnt.
Please. With a mug like that, you must be fighting him off daily.
Right. I mean, I saw the way your friend Mauricio looked at me. I thought he was going to shoot me with a tranquilizer gun and tag my ear.
Don't even worry about him. He's been acting really weird lately, especially around really pretty girls.
Pal, do me a favor and stop saying that I'm pretty and that I'm not fat, okay? Because it makes me uncomfortable.
Okay. You have a problem with compliments?
Look, I know what I am and I know what I'm not. I'm the girl who, you know, gets really good grades and is not afraid to be funny. And I'm the girl who has a lot of friends who are boys and no boyfriends. I'm not beautiful, okay? And I never will be. And I'm fine with that, you know? But when you go around saying that I'm something that I'm not, it's just, it's not nice.
Whoa, Rosemary, you're starting to scare me. I mean, I really like you, but I have to assume you're a little nutty if you really believe you're not beautiful.
Grow up,
now. Rosie, wait a second.
Rosemary walks away, leaving Hal shaking his head. Now he's relaxing with Mauricio.
Well, it was too good to be true. Rosemary. Turned out to be a total psycho. Her self-image is so far off, it's scary.
Well, maybe you had a little something to do with that, Hal.
What? What are you talking about? All I ever did was tell her how perfect she was.
Really?
Yeah. Then she got all huffy and told me to grow up.
Yeah. That's probably good advice. You are kind of immature.
You're not serious. You actually think you're more mature than me.
All right. I'm probably more immature than you, but at least I have a bigger willy.
Hal rolls his eyes.
Yeah, bigger than a mouse's.
What the hell was that?
I said your willy's bigger than a mouse.
I heard what you said, but it took you like 8 seconds. You can't come back with a comeback after 8 seconds. You got 3 seconds, five, tops. I mean... That's why they call it a quip, not a slope. All right, you got anything better to read?
I gotta fire off a missile.
Yeah.
Mauricio picks up a magazine and leaves the room. Rosemary's at the door holding two cups of coffee.
Hi. Is this a bad time or...?
No.
I just wanted to apologize for last night.
Oh, no, you don't have to apologize.
Yeah, I do. I called you, like, immature or sophomoric or something like that, and I know you're not, so...
Oh, my God, Hal, you gotta get in here and look at this turd. He looks just like Klinger from MASH.
Why don't we get out of here?
Okay. Coffee?
They kiss and head for the door. Later, a man pours them a double chocolate milkshake with two straws. They both start to drink, but Hal's distracted by a waitress. By the time he turns back, Rosemary's finishing the shave. He looks on in amazement.
Oh. Are you okay?
Brain freeze.
Now they're kayaking on a lake. Rosemary's weighing down the front end so much that in the back, Hal's raised about 3 feet out of the water.
Excuse me, sweetie. Professional.
At a public swimming pool, Hal springs off a diving board and performs a cannonball.
Hey, Billy, stay over near the ladder.
Weak! So weak. You want to see a splash? I'm going to show you a splash. Ready?
A small boy is swimming with armbands as Rosemary steps to the end of the diving board, bending it to its limit. Leaping into the air, she cannonballs into the water, causing an almighty splash that drenches Hal, Billy's father, and Billy's father's barbecue. Rosemary looks up proudly.
It was good!
Billy? Billy?
Billy's up a tree.
Sorry.
Later, Hal's 4x4 pulls up in the driveway of a mansion. He and Rosemary step out. Walking to the front door, Rosemary looks down at her exposed flat tummy and hot pants.
What's the matter?
I feel like I should have changed the beach.
What? Are you crazy? You look great.
I don't normally dress like this around my parents. You know, it's like...
Hey, come on. I'm the one who should be nervous here, not you.
He kisses her.
Hey, you know, I've been meaning to ask you. Were you adopted?
No, why?
Because your dad has that weird accent. And, also, I've seen around the office. I gotta say, I don't see the slightest resemblance.
Really?
Yeah.
Everybody says if you put a wig on him, he'd look just like me.
Would you look at who's here now? Come here, my darling.
Hi, dear Dee.
Mom.
This is Hal Larson, the guy I was telling you about.
Great to meet you, sir. Likewise.
Nice to meet you, Hal.
The pleasure is mine, Mrs. Shanahan. Wow, I can see where Rosemary gets her figure.
A slim Mrs. Shanahan directs a quizzical look at her husband, who then eyes Rosemary.
What the hell is that you've got on?
We were at the beach.
Wouldn't you be putting something else on, darling? Oh, come on, she doesn't have to do that for me. Let's just keep it casual. Casual?
Hey, Dad, Hal is one of your great untapped resources down at the company. Why don't you tell him some of your ideas?
Oh, so you've got a few ideas, do you? It is risky, but the rewards are greater, too. The point is, only a company with a solid reputation like JPS could ever market this product.
The women get up.
Well, let me take your plate.
Oh, thank you. It's delicious.
Can I get you boys some coffee?
I'd love a cup of tea, darling. Maybe just a drop of the hot stuff. Yeah, I'll just have a cup of Joe. That'd be great.
Okay.
Thanks. I have to say, Hal, I'm impressed with a lot of your ideas. Yes, some of them are dog shit, you know, but for the most part, you seem to have done your homework. So I'd like you to do something for me. Okay. There's a meeting with me executive committee Monday morning, and I'd like you to make a presentation. Seriously? Well, nothing fancy, you understand. But just talk about the same things that you talked about here tonight. Great, I'd love to. Oh. And by the way, you can cut out the act now. Excuse me? You think I got as far as I did in my life by being a fool? Now, you've got ambition, Hal, and I admire that. Hell, I wish I had 100 more like yourself. We'd be the number one firm in the country. And my daughter would get a hell of a lot more dates. I'm sure Rosemary doesn't have any problem getting dates. I told you to cut the shit out, all right? Look. Rosemary's my daughter, and God knows I love her dearly. But I think we both know that we won't soon be seeing her twirling a baton marching along with the Dallas cheerleaders.
Confused, Hal glances over at Rosemary's shapely bum.
I don't understand.
I tell him the truth, Al. And the truth is, I haven't been able to bounce me daughter on me knee since she was two.
You know, I've read about people like you.
People like me?
Yeah, you super achievers with your impossible standards. Nothing's ever good enough. Nothing ever measures up. It never occurs to you that your kids are people with their own feelings. You think they're just an extension of you, like your billion-dollar company, your $20 million Learjet, and your Picasso out in the front hall. Everything reflects on you, so nothing and no one is ever good enough.
Go on.
You know, when I first met Rosemary, she told me she knew she wasn't that good-looking. I could not believe my ears. I thought, how can a person this beautiful possibly interpret what she sees in the mirror to be anything other than that? Well, now I know.
Returning with a cake, Rosemary senses the tension.
Is everything okay?
Oh, yeah, everything is fine. Just fine.
Later, Hal's staring at Rosemary as they drive along.
What?
Nothing. I just can't believe how lucky I am.
Now, Hal's waiting in bed as Rosemary pokes her head around the bedroom door.
I swear to God, you're not gonna laugh.
Come on, I'm not gonna laugh.
Rosemary appears wearing a skimpy, see-through purple nightgown.
Ah, daddy-like. The look
on your face. Stepping into the bedroom, she removes the nightgown, revealing a matching bra and thong. And the touch of my lips. Watching her take off her bra, Hal's eyes widen. Rosemary steps out of her thong and throws it onto Hal's chest. When he holds it up, the sheer scale of the oversized garment bewilders him.
What in... How did... Get over here, Houdini!
Night turns to day, and Hal and Rosemary are lying beside each other.
Hi.
Yes, I am. Everything's so perfect. It's a little scary.
I know.
But in a good way. To have so much to lose, it's nice.
They look at each other and kiss. Later, they're kissing each other goodbye at the door of Hal's apartment.
I'll call you later.
Okay. Bye!
Jill looks out from the apartment across the hall in time to see the heavy Rosemary disappearing around a corner. She seems puzzled.
You forget something?
Oh, hey.
Hi, I'm glad I caught you before you went to work.
What's up?
I was wondering if maybe you wanted to come over tonight, open a bottle of wine, maybe watch a video?
Nah, thanks, though.
He closes the door in Jill's face. A boardroom.
And in summation, I feel that these measures will help JPS and all of our customers.
Mr. Shanahan and his people get to their feet.
Nice job, Hal.
Thank you.
Nicely done.
I appreciate it. Hal, I stand corrected. Thank you.
Hal, I need to see you in my office straight away.
Sure.
Sit yourself down.
So, what'd you think?
I'll be getting to that in a minute. I want to talk to you about that little conversation we had the other night and all of them things you said to me. Well, I'm more than just a little embarrassed having said what I said. I think me daughter is lucky to have you.
No, sir. I'm the lucky one.
Indeed. Well, now, as to your meeting in there. Sure, it was first rate.
Yeah?
Oh, yes. Al, I'm going to level with you. I need your balls.
Sir?
I need a man around that can give it to me straight, you know. whether the news be good or bad. So I've decided. From now on, you'll be working directly for me.
I don't know what to say, but, thank you.
Yeah, a thank you'll do just fine.
Later, Rosemary and Hal are kissing in his new office.
Oh, sorry.
No, no, come in. I want you to meet Rosemary. Rosemary, this is Jen and Artie.
Hi.
Kids, Rosemary Shanahan.
As in Steve?
Yeah, he's my dad. Oh, God, which reminds me, I gotta go meet him for lunch. I don't want to be late, so I'll see you this weekend.
Okay.
It was really nice to meet you guys. Do you mind if I take a little sliver?
No, sure.
Rosemary cuts herself a third of Artie's cake.
You want a plate? Mm-mm.
I know what you're thinking. Where does she put it, right? You guys, thanks for the cake. You didn't have to do this.
Hey, it was the least we could do, seeing as how you worked so hard to become indispensable to the company.
Is that new thing called sarcasm?
Hal, we all know you're about as deep as a puddle. In fact, that used to be part of your charm, but this just flat out sucks.
What are you talking about?
If you have 1 ounce of integrity left, you'll break it off immediately. Before you hurt the poor girl.
Jan and Artie leave Hal looking baffled. Now he and Mauricio are at a gym.
I gotta give you credit for being more proactive and starting to meet women and... Who knows, maybe you are on a roll here or something, but don't you think it's time to raise the bar a little?
Huh?
I mean, at first I thought you were in a slump, you know? And I could, as a friend, sort of look the other way while you banged a few fatties and got it out of your system. But, you know, there's lots of good-eating fish out there. You don't have to be snacking down on carp anymore.
And I suppose the girls we partied with a couple weeks ago downtown were a couple of carp, too?
No, Laura, the one with the whiskers, she looked more like a catfish.
Oh, I see. And what about Marie?
Pop some bolts on her neck and the villagers will be chasing her.
And Vicky?
Who?
Vicky!
Who's Vicky?
Vicky, with the short brown hair.
Vicky? I thought that was a guy! I was calling her Vic!
Oh, you're out of your mind.
Look, I know I'm being a little harsh on you here because I think real friends are obligated to be honest with each other. You know, and this one that you're dating now,
jeez.
Careful. Hey, all I'm saying is she's got cankles, for God's sake.
What?
Cankles. She's got no ankles. It's like the calf merged with the foot. Cut out the middleman. She's got, like, coffee cans
I know
down
what
there.
Cankles are. Rosemary doesn't have them.
You know what? I know what you're doing here. You're scared.
Scared?
Yep. This is exactly what you did with the knockout with the weird, frinkly toe. You're just inventing reasons to dump girls because you're afraid.
All right, look, I admit Rosemary is kind of cool, all right? But you have to admit you wouldn't even be talking to that woolly mammoth if her father wasn't the president of your company. What?
I guarantee you've never met anyone like this guy who's coming with us. You're gonna love him.
Great. What's his girlfriend like?
I don't know. I haven't met her yet, but they just started going out. Oh, there he is. That's your civics.
Hey, you recognize these panties?
Rosemary, don't steal my lines.
You two know each other?
Yeah. Gosh, Walt's been volunteering down at the hospital for years.
Oh.
So where's this mystery girl?
She should be here any minute.
Walt checks his appearance.
Hey, I want you to be honest. Is this outfit too... Hey, look at me.
No, it's very subtle. Ooh.
A taxi pulls up, and the withered old nurse Pila gets out wearing a vest.
Sorry, I'm late.
Tanya.
Oh, what a surprise.
Rosemary and Hal can't help looking disappointed. Later, they're all driving in Hal's 4x4, which has bikes strapped to the roof and back. As they pull up at a service station, Walt puts on a pair of rubber gloves.
I gotta get a map.
I'm going with you.
What are those for?
You ever walk through a truck stop men's room on your hands?
What do they?
Potato chips and dip.
Crossing the forecourt, Walt reaches for Hal's ankle, tripping him.
So, Tanya, I had no idea that you and Walt were, you know, seeing each other.
Yeah, you're right.
Tanya now has the appearance of a good-looking, dark-haired 20-something. Rosemary leans over and lights her cigarette for her.
It's actually a very funny story, because he had been asking me out for a really long time, and I was always kind of unavailable. And then just when he had given up, I broke up with my boyfriend, and there he was. So I asked him out.
So he kind of grew on you, huh?
Exactly. I mean, you got to admit, when you first meet him, it is kind of jarring. You kind of don't even know what goes where. But anyway, the timing couldn't have been more perfect because he had just sold his company and he has all this time on his hands and we can plan things and travel and go shopping.
Well, I guess timing's everything.
Tanya agrees.
Hope you like bean dip.
As they continue their journey into the evening, snowy mountains loom up ahead. It's dark by the time they pull into the car park of the Double Door Inn. Inside, Walt entertains a crowd by dancing with Rosemary using crutches for support. Rosemary kisses Walt before a group of people gather around to congratulate him.
My
oh
girl.
My God, I'm the biggest nerd.
Mm-mm. Rosemary.
Ralph.
Hey. You remember Lee Boy?
Lee Boy, yeah. How are you?
Mahalo, Rosemary.
How you doing?
Great.
Wow. Do they still got you out in Sierra Leone?
No, now they got me near my home. I'm on this island in the South Pacific called Kiribati.
I'm Hal.
Oh, I'm sorry, Hal.
Yes, sir.
These are some of my Peace Corps buddies. This is Ralph Owens. Yeah. And Lee Boy, this is Hal Larson.
What's up, bro?
Lee Boy.
So, what are you guys doing up here?
Well, Lee Boy's been stuck in the office training for the last 30 days, so I dragged him up here and threw him on the slopes. He wasn't pretty.
I knew this Hawaiian guy in high school. Went out for the hockey team. It was funny as shit.
The others don't get it.
Anyway, it's great to see you again. You look happy.
Thanks. I am.
Ralph checks his watch.
Well, we got a long drive back. Bye.
Bye.
Good to meet you.
The equally handsome Ralph and Lee Boy turn and leave.
You okay?
Uh-huh. It's just that, do you remember how I told you that once I had a boyfriend?
Uh-huh.
That was him.
Hal considers. Now it's daytime, and Mauricio's waiting for Tony Robbins as he steps out of a building signing autographs.
You're welcome. Sure, what's your name?
Excuse me, Mr. Robbins, can I have a word with you, sir?
Sure, but I gotta catch a plane.
No, it's only gonna take a minute. Just a minute. Apparently, a few weeks ago, you got trapped in an elevator with a friend of mine.
Oh, yeah, Hal. He's a great guy.
Yes.
He's having some trouble with his relationships. How's he doing?
Well, that's a matter of debate.
Really?
Anyway, apparently you gave him, like, a pep talk, and now he's under the impression that he can get any woman he wants.
And you don't think he can?
I don't know. Whatever. But, see, the point is, lately, the only women he wants are ugly.
Who says they're ugly?
Bausch and Lomb. And very fat, some of them. It's like Hal has lowered his whole... Jesus, you got a big noggin.
Thanks for noticing. I have a new book out. It's got a chapter on blurting. You might want to pick it up.
Yeah, I'll check into that. Anyway, I mean, did something go wrong here? Or is my friend having, like, a nervous breakdown?
You're not having a nervous breakdown. Haven't you ever heard the phrase that beauty is in the eye of the beholder?
Yeah. Did you ever hear the song, Who Let the Dogs Out?
It can't be that bad.
Look, exactly what did you do to him, man?
I altered his perception a little bit.
I knew it! You messed with his eyesight, right?
No.
You hypnotized him.
No, I de-hypnotized him. He's been hypnotized his whole life. He's been totally focused on the outside. I gave him the ability to see the inner beauty that's in everyone, including the people you think are not so physically attractive.
How can he see the inner beauty in these women when he doesn't even know them?
Inner beauty is the easiest thing in the world to see when you're looking for it.
But how can he not feel them when he's...
The brain sees what the heart wants it to feel.
All right, look, let's just cut through the old crap cake here, huh?
Okay.
Tony steps forward.
Sir, don't you think it's wrong to brainwash someone?
Brainwash? Don't you think you're brainwashed? Everything you know about beauty is programmed. Television, magazines, movies, they're all telling you what's beautiful and what isn't. How's this any different?
Look, I didn't come here to debate you. I just want my friend back. Now, isn't there some kind of... word or phrase or something to take the whammy off him?
Well, of course there is. But if we do that, he'll go back to the old hypnosis where he's judging everybody by the outside. I mean, is this what he really wants?
I don't care what he wants. It's what I want. I want my friend back.
Look, I gotta go. I gotta catch my plane. I'm really sorry.
Look, a man's reputation, dignity, and furniture are being trashed here. Perhaps irreparably. For God's sakes, his job is in jeopardy.
His job, really?
Yes, and it's a great job.
Tony considers with a frown.
I just wanted to give him a gift. I don't want him to get hurt. You seem to know him better than I do, so, it's a shame to let it go.
Oh, it's a tragedy. So, what'd you want to talk to me about?
Ralph called me.
Your old boyfriend, Ralph?
Well, he was also my division leader in Sierra Leone. Anyway, he's shipping out to Kiribati in 10 days, and he wants me to go with his group.
What? You and Ralph? Kiribati?
They're in the middle of this economic meltdown. There's 100,000 women and children who need medical supplies and food, and they want me to help.
How could he be so selfish?
Sorry?
I mean, you know what I'm saying. You bump into pretty boy Ralph on Friday, the sparks are flying, and now what? You're gonna go and save the world in Kiribati?
This has nothing to do with me and Ralph.
Yeah, right. He's obviously crazy about you. He's got the heart of a saint. You can practically see the halo around his head. I can't compete with that.
Okay, first of all, you're probably the only person in the free world to ever refer to Ralph as a pretty boy. Secondly, that halo around his head... it's called psoriasis. You can't stand within 3 feet of the guy without getting flaked on. And thirdly, and fourthly, yes, he's a great guy and he cares about me, but he had no sense of humor. And I'm in love with an even greater guy.
Well, then how come I don't have any say in this thing?
You do.
Rosemary's seat collapses.
God, are you okay?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, you should be sorry. This is an outrage.
I'll go get help.
Okay. Are you okay, sweetie?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Embarrassed.
Don't be embarrassed. It's this flimsy-ass four-star restaurant. Just sit right here. I'm going to go talk to the manager, okay? All right, I'll be right back.
The hostess.
Good night. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Okay. Look, I'm not blaming you. But I need an extra chair. My girlfriend, she's kind of jinxed when it comes to furniture.
Yeah, I know. I'm so sorry. The waiter told me what happened. Just a sec. Macintosh's.
Hal answers his mobile.
Hello?
Shallow Hal wants a gal.
What?
Shallow Hal wants a gal.
Mauricio, what the hell are you talking about?
I just saved your life, baby. What? Where are you? I've been looking for you all day.
I'm at Macintosh's with Rosemary. Look, I got kind of a...
Are you looking right at her?
No, I'm talking to the hostess, but
Hal,
I...
Don't. Hal.
Look, I got a situation here. I'll call
Hal,
you later.
Hal, look away! Look away!
I was just talking to the hostess.
Right. That would be me.
No, it was the other hostess.
Sir, I'm the only hostess in the restaurant. Let me apologize about the booth. We are so sorry. We've replaced your date side with a new chair, strong one, and the meal's going to be on us.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hal now sees the hostess as a man in drag. Heading back to the booth, Hal pauses when he sees a large woman sitting where he left Rosemary. Confused, he goes back to the hostess.
Excuse me, did you move us?
No. Second table on the right.
Well, then maybe you can explain to me why that robust woman is eating my girlfriend's... Hey, now she's eating my Clams Casino!
Sweetie, are you okay? Excuse me. Macintosh is Tiffany. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Looking around the restaurant for Rosemary, Hal slowly makes his way over to the booth. Yet to see the large woman's face, he walks up to Rosemary from behind and opens his mouth to speak. Mauricio puts his hand over it and drags him away.
We're just walking.
Hey, come on.
And then Robbins confirmed exactly what I thought.
Which is?
You weren't irresistible to women. He hypnotized you so that really ugly girls that you met from then on would, to you, look like supermodels.
What?
Yeah, if they had inner beauty or some baloney. See, you could get any woman you desired because you were suddenly desiring the undesirable. You get it?
No, not exactly.
Now, let me put it this way. It's like he gave you beer goggle laser surgery.
Now, wait a second. So what you're saying is that all the pretty girls I've met lately are not really pretty?
All right, let's look at the facts. They were funny, smart, and nice. Pretty girls are not funny, and they're certainly not nice, not to us. So when I found out what Robbins was doing, I convinced him to take the trance away. When I said, Shallow Hal wants a gal, you were cured.
You're out of your mind, do you know that? I'm going back to the restaurant.
Hal? Hal, come on.
Hal! You never called me back. What happened to you?
Excuse me?
Oh. I've got my hair back. It's me, Katrina. We shared the cab together. I'm in town taking care of my grandma because she's been sick and...
Oh, wait a minute. I get it. Nice try, Mauricio. Where'd you find this one?
It's me, Katrina, from Boston, the magical fruit.
Yes, I remember Katrina, but the thing is, you're not...
Hal's struck by a thought.
I never told you about... Katrina, how the heck are you? Give me some sugar. Oh, I didn't recognize you, the hair and the... You screwed me, man. I had a beautiful, caring, funny, intelligent woman, and you made her disappear! Oh, no, I didn't. I just made Rosemary appear. There's a difference. It's called reality.
Hey,
if you can see something and hear it and smell it, what keeps it from being real?
Third-party perspective? Other people agreeing that it's real?
Okay, let me ask you a question. Who's the all-time love of your life?
Wonder Woman.
Okay, well, let's say Wonder Woman falls in love with you, right? Would it bother you if the rest of the world didn't find her attractive?
Not at all, because I know they'd be wrong.
That's what I had with Rosemary! I saw a knockout. I don't care what anybody else saw.
Jeez, I never thought about it that way. Hey... I guess I really did screw you, huh?
What am I gonna do?
Hey, don't panic. We just get Tony Robbins back here. He puts the Vulcan mind meld on you, and then he puts you back under.
Good idea.
In the meantime, you just have to avoid Rosemary.
Why?
Because if you see the real Rosemary, hypnosis is not gonna help you. You need, like, the jaws of life to get that image out of your head.
Mauricio quickly covers Hal's mouth.
Open up, it's me. I'm gonna find my way.
Just a sec, Rosemary.
Mauricio tries desperately to open a window.
What happened to you at the restaurant?
I got something in my eye. I had to run back here and flush it out.
Yeah, the hostess said that you seemed a little cuckoo. So come on, open up.
I can't. I'm very sick. I've got, CC.
You have what?
Contagious conjunctivitis.
I'll take my chances. Now open up.
All right, in a minute.
Dragging Hal over to a medicine cabinet, Mauricio finds a tub of petroleum jelly. When Hal opens the door to Rosemary, both of his eyes are covered in the stuff.
I told you it was nasty.
Oh my God. Are you okay? Do you need to go to the hospital?
Nah, I got some drops. I'll be fine.
Oh, my poor baby.
Yeah. Well, I should probably rack out. This is taking a lot out of me.
Okay. Well, I'll call you in the morning and see how you're doing.
Great. Bye-bye.
With the jelly smeared over his eyes, Hal could only just make out Rosemary's rather large outline. Over a cityscape of towering office blocks, day turns to night, then back into day. The sun rises quickly in the clear blue sky. Hal sitting behind his desk when Mr. Shanahan knocks on his office door.
Hal, is everything all right with you?
Yeah, it's top-notch, sir. Why?
It's just that Rosemary's been telling me that she's having a bit of trouble getting you on the telephone the last couple of days. I wouldn't be working you too hard, would I?
No. I mean, I'm working hard, but I guess I've just been a little preoccupied with things, but I'll make sure and touch base with her.
Right. Okay, then.
Hal looks troubled. Later, he's outside with Mauricio.
I'm sorry, you know, apparently this Tony Robbins guy is a lot tougher to track down than I thought he was going to be, but don't worry, I'll come through, I promise.
I can't keep this up, man.
Hey, calm down.
I don't know, Mauricio. Maybe I should just see her. I mean, I do have, you know, the heart thing. Maybe that's enough to overcome her appearance. It could be like in that movie, The Crying Game. Remember when the guy fell in love with a beautiful woman? And then when he found out it was really a guy, it didn't matter, because he already loved her.
Hal, if a set of hairy boys was your biggest hurdle here, I'd say go for it.
Hal lets out a sigh. Now he's at home, reading Down by the River Where the Dead Men Go by George P. Pelicanos.
Hello?
Hey, it's me.
Hey, what's up, Rosemary?
What happened yesterday?
Well, I stopped by your office to say hi, but you just took off running.
You're kidding.
No.
What were you doing?
I was jogging.
In your business suit?
I had a sweatsuit underneath.
Is everything... What's going on, Hal? Things haven't felt the same lately.
No?
No.
Hey, Rosemary, don't worry. Everything... I'm just in a little funk right now, and everything's gonna be fine.
Yeah. So, I guess I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
As the call ends, both he and Rosemary hang their heads and cover their faces with their hands. Perched on a park bench, Hal listens to Mauricio speak before interrupting him with an angry outburst. It's night time and the city's lit up like a Christmas tree. Hal picks up a phone to make a call from his apartment.
this wall in your heart.
Who is it?
How is it you? It's Jill.
Coming. Hey, what's up?
Hey, my girlfriend just bailed on me, and I was wondering if I could take you out to dinner.
I'm sorry. Tonight's not good.
Oh, come on. Don't be such a stiff. There's some stuff I want to talk to you about.
No, really, I can't.
Please, we'll go out just as friends. Oh, come on. You gotta eat, don't you?
A restaurant.
Can I ask you something, Jill?
Yeah.
Why the sudden thaw?
Well, I've been thinking a lot. Hal, I made a mistake. I never should have broken it off with you.
Well, you didn't really break it off. I mean, we only had that one date. Besides, you did the right thing. We weren't going to go anywhere. We didn't have anything in common, remember?
But that was my fault. I shut you out emotionally. We could have had more things in common if I'd wanted to.
Mr. Shanahan, how are you this evening?
Tonight I feel like a thorn amongst a bed of roses.
Ladies, your table's ready. John here will seat you.
Right this way, please.
I'm just going to go to the ladies' room.
Okay, Rosie, we'll be at the table.
Crossing the restaurant, Rosemary notices something out of the corner of her eye, which makes her stop in her tracks. From where she's standing, Hal and Jill look like they're holding hands across an intimate dinner for two. But when she turns away in tears, Hal pulls his hand away from Jill's.
Yeah, see, why did you shut me out in the first place? I'm just curious.
Well, frankly, I guess I thought you were shallow.
Me?
Yeah, you struck me as this kind of superficial dickwad. I don't know, what do you call it? Hal, it's okay. I've been watching you in the past few weeks, and I've seen the women you've been going out with, and now I know appearances mean absolutely nothing to you. If anything, you're pathologically unshallow.
I don't know about that.
It's true. Listen, I have an idea. Why don't we get all this food to go?
Why?
Because it'll taste a lot better in bed.
Hal looks at her and considers.
You know, there are a few times in a guy's life, and I mean like two or three tops, when he comes to a crossroads and he's got to decide. If he goes one way, he can continue what he's doing and be with any girl who will have him. And if he goes the other way, he gets to be with only one woman, maybe for the rest of his life. Now, it seems like by taking the second road, he's missing out on a lot. But the truth is, he gets much more in return. He gets to be happy. Are you wearing panties? God, what am I saying? No! No, I'm sorry, Jill. This isn't gonna happen. I think I'm gonna go down that other road for once.
Stepping out of the ladies, a forlorn Rosemary lets out a deep breath, then walks straight into Hal, heading for a payphone.
Hi. Hello.
Not recognizing her, Hal walks straight past and picks up a payphone. Heartbroken, Rosemary rushes outside, sobbing. She reaches into her handbag and pulls out her flip phone.
Hello?
Hey, now, it's me, your love bunny.
I miss you and I want to see you.
What's the matter? You sound upset.
What are you, some kind of psycho? God.
What? Hello? Rosie?
A concerned Hal puts more money in the payphone. 5 days later, in Mr. Shanahan's office.
Just you leave me daughter alone.
I don't understand.
The jig is up, and she knows it.
Well, she hasn't returned my calls. What's going on?
It's a little late to be worrying about that now, don't you think? Besides, she went and accepted that Peace Corps assignment.
No offense, Mr. Shanahan, but I think I have a right to hear this from her.
I'll give you your rights. I'll give you your last rights, you self-righteous little shit. You know, I wanted to like you. I truly did. And all of that malarkey that you gave me that night at the house, I bought into it. In spite of all me better instincts, I took the hook. I don't know. Maybe I sharen the blame of it all. Maybe I just wanted to believe that there was still a decent guy out there. A lad that would be right for me daughter.
But, sir...
Don't speak. Just you listen. Now, thankfully, as it turns out, there is a guy out there. His name is Ralph Owens.
Ralph? Pretty boy Ralph?
Don't be a smartass. Now, you listen to me. They're back together. And me daughter has a chance to be happy. And you, you'll be respecting that.
Hal looks deflated.
Well, I dreamed I saw the...
Sometime later, he pulls up outside the children's hospital in his 4x4. After a moment's hesitation, he climbs out and walks inside to the reception desk.
Excuse me, could you tell me what floor Rosemary Shanahan works on?
I think she's up in pediatrics.
Yeah, that's third floor.
Thank you.
Looking nervous as he steps out of an elevator, Hal walks past an open doorway seconds before Walt emerges.
Hal, is that you?
Hey.
What are you doing here?
I came to see Rosemary.
Oh, well, she left early. She seemed upset about something.
Any idea where she went?
You got me.
Hi, Hal.
Hal turns round.
Hi. How do you know my name?
It's me, Cadence.
Hal looks up at the sign above the door, Pediatric Burn Unit. Cadence has scar tissue over half her face. Slowly, reality begins to dawn on Hal.
Oh, hi, Cadence.
He kneels down in front of her.
How are you, beautiful?
How come you haven't come back to see us?
Well, me and Rosemary have been having some problems. I was really stupid.
Oh, well, why don't you go buy her a present and then maybe you can make up?
Looking at her, smiling back at him with a teddy bear under her arm, Hal takes a moment to reflect before pulling her towards him and embracing her. Hal spends more time alone, thinking in the park. Now he's walking along a pavement, running alongside a white picket fence. Mauricio pulls up next to him in a red convertible.
You were right.
Huh?
In the gym last week when you said I was scared of women, you're right.
Nah, I didn't mean that. I was just...
No, come on, pal. It's the truth. Terrified of them. I haven't been close to a woman my whole life.
He steps out of the car and slams the door.
I'm a coward, all right?
As he leans against the front of the car with his head hung low and his hands in his pockets, Hal steps off the curb and joins him.
But why? I mean, look at you. You're a mountain of a man. You got more style than Mr. Blackwell. You're pulling in what? 28? 29 G's a year?
29.5.
You're the perfect catch.
I know. It's crazy. I just have this thing.
What thing?
It's kind of a birth defect thing.
Oh, geez, man. I didn't know. What is it?
I have a tail.
Huh? A tail.
What do you mean, like a story?
No, a tail. It's like a waggy tail. My backbone is longer than it's supposed to be. It's like a genetic abnormality. It's a vestigial tail.
You do not.
Yeah, I do.
Get out.
All right, you see, if I can't even get my best friend to accept it, how am I supposed to expect some woman to?
Wait a second. Are you for real? Because if you are, I gotta see this.
No, you don't want to see it.
No, I don't want to. I gotta.
Checking to make sure no one's watching, Mauricio reluctantly unbuckles his belt, turns around, and lifts up his shirt to reveal a small fleshy stub about an inch long.
Good Lord.
All right, you believe me now?
Oh, man, it really does wag.
Only when I'm nervous. Or happy.
Wow. Have you ever thought about, you know, maybe getting it cut off?
Cut off? I don't know why I never thought of that when I was getting pummeled in gym class by a bunch of barking seniors!
All right, calm down. Calm down.
Mauricio smudges his hair thickener.
The damn thing is wrapped around an artery. No doctor will touch it.
Well, it's not so bad. I guarantee you there's some girls out there who would think it was adorable. Like a little puppy dog.
Really? You think it's like a puppy dog?
As cute as a button.
You want to pet the little fella?
No. But, you know, I'm not much of a dog person. By the way, you're going to need a little sod on the fairway there.
Huh? What do you mean?
So, what are you doing right now?
Nothing. Why?
Can I get a lift? I gotta go see someone.
Yeah, sure.
Feels like longer than forever, yeah. My home is now a distant land. If I had one wish, I wish it could be back on that rock in the middle of the sea. My heart is calling me.
A large Hawaiian man sitting on a bench playing a ukulele as Hal and Mauricio pull up outside a Peace Corps headquarters.
Back on the rock.
Hey, Hal, right?
Have we met?
It's me, Lee Boy. I met you up in the mountains with Ralph.
Oh, yeah, Lee Boy. How you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, you look like you've been working out.
Nah.
So, do you know if Ralph is in the office?
Yeah. Ralph! Hal!
Hey, Hal! Hey.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. You're looking good. So what can I do you for?
I came here to congratulate you.
Oh. On?
Look, you got a great girl, and you deserve her more than me. And the truth is, I'm happy for Rosemary. But I want you to understand one thing. You better be good to her, Ralph. You better be good to her. Ralph, if you ever mess up and make her unhappy, I'll be waiting in the wings, and I'll pounce on you. Like a tiger on a deer with the cloven hoof with a broken arm.
Whoa, 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 Hal. What are you talking about?
Come on, I know you're back together. Let's not play games.
Rosemary and I aren't back together.
You're not?
Well, let's put it this way. Her parents are throwing a going away party for her as we speak. I wasn't even invited.
A moment later, Ralph and Lee Boy are with Hal and Mauricio as they speed along a road towards Rosemary's parents' house. Passing several cars parked in the driveway, they pull up at the front door.
This seems crazy.
Yeah, that's because it is. But crazy's all you got.
Amen to that. Good luck, Hal.
Stepping up to the door, Hal lets out a deep breath. He looks back at the car, then reaches for the knocker. Mauricio sprinkles hair thickener over his head.
Well, I could use a drink. What do you say we slide around the side here?
Yeah, we'll blend in.
Yeah,
Hal looks in through the front door.
Hello?
As he steps inside, a housekeeper walks into the hall.
Rosie?
Excuse me, what do you mean?
Shh! I love you. I'm not going anywhere until you hear me out.
Wrapping his arms around her, he kisses her full on the lips with tongues. At first, she's taken aback, but eventually she loses herself in the moment and begins squeezing his buttocks. Just then, a heavy Mrs. Shanahan walks in.
What are you doing?
Who are you?
Who? Hal, are you drunk? It's me, Mrs. Shanahan.
I have some things to say to your daughter, and I'm not leaving here until I do.
Okay, but could you release Helga so she can get back to work?
Realizing his mistake, Hal lets go of Helga. Meanwhile, in the back garden, a band's playing under a banner reading Good Luck Rosemary. Mauricio and Leeboy help themselves to food.
Get ready, Leeboy. It's showtime.
Mrs. Shanahan leads Hal outside.
Well, Hal, now's your chance.
Looking out over the guests but not spotting Rosemary, Hal steps tentatively onto the lawn. Standing with her back to him, Rosemary chats to a group of people who then wander off, leaving her alone. As Hal notices her, she slowly turns round and faces him.
What are you doing here?
Oh my God. You're beautiful.
You have no right to be here.
Hal, come on. This isn't working out. I'm okay.
What the hell are you doing here?
I'm having a word with your daughter.
Well, it better be goodbye. You've got hold of...
Shut up.
Hal and Rosemary are now the center of attention.
Rosemary, I am so sorry that I hurt you. I've been really dumb. I'm immature, I'm unthoughtful, I'm a friggin' idiot. But I love you. You're the only girl I've ever loved. And, I just didn't want you to go away without knowing that.
You really hurt me.
I know. But if you'll let me, I want to spend the rest of my life making it up to you.
Your timing is terrible. I mean, I'm leaving for Kiribati tonight for 14 months.
I'm sorry, Rosemary. I just can't wait that long.
I understand.
Which is why I'm going with you.
Rosemary looks at him.
Yeah, it's true, Rosie. Big Kahuna here just swarmed into the Corps about a half hour ago.
That's right. He's official.
Are you sure that's what you want to do?
Cuckoo! Cuckoo!
As Rosemary laughs through her tears at his cuckoo clock impression, Hal steps forward, then takes her in his arms and kisses her. Taking a moment to come round, Mr. Shanahan eventually smiles, then joins in the applause. Hal bends down and attempts to sweep Rosemary off her feet. When he's unable to lift her in the conventional manner, he wraps his arms around her legs and tries lifting her off the ground that way instead. A moment later, it's Rosemary who's carrying Hal out through the front door. She lowers him into Mauricio's convertible, raises her fists in triumph, then walks around to the passenger side. When she steps in through the door, her side of the car sinks to the ground beneath her.
Here's your bag, Rosemary.
Thank you.
Congratulations, honey.
Thank you. Hey.
Rosemary.
Bye.
Yeah, buddy, just keep it right there at the airport. I'll pick it up later. Congrats.
We love you, Rosie.
I love you, Mom.
Yes. And Rosemary, you better be looking after me, lad.
I will.
They both wave as they pull out of the drive. Noticing a woman holding a chihuahua, Mauricio considers for a moment, then walks over to talk to her.
You like puppy dogs, do you?
Oh, anything to do with dogs, I melt.
Shall we go around back, get a little drink?
Sure.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Mauricio's tail's wagging beneath his trousers.